Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. As jobs start coming back into the economy and businesses start reopening and more people are getting vaccinated, the labor market seems like it's improving, and most economists are generally optimistic about recovery in 2021. But there's one labor market statistic that isn't showing much improvement at all, and that's weekly initial unemployment claims. Each week, the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases the initial unemployment claims for the previous week. These are people filing new claims for unemployment, or what we like to call first-time unemployment claims. This number peaked back in late March of 2020 at a staggering 6.9 million unemployment claims, followed by 6.6 million unemployment claims the following week, the first week of April. Since then, that number came down quite a bit. But now that number is sort of plateaued, between 700,000 and 800,000 claims per week, and it hasn't shown any signs of dipping below that number. And just as a frame of reference, pre-pandemic, this number was around 200,000 per week. So why are jobless claims still so high? Why aren't they coming down? Well, a recent study from the state of California, which again just looks at California data, but could be indicative of national data as well, a new study from the California Policy Lab determined that nearly 80% of unemployment applications filed in February were from persons who had got laid off at some point in the pandemic, managed to get back to work later on in the pandemic, and now were laid off again or a second time, perhaps even a third time, and then had to file unemployment claims in February. This is really unusual in recessions and in labor market pullbacks. Most of the time, people get out of the workforce, either be furloughed or laid off or choose not to seek work for whatever reasons, and eventually that they come back. It's important to think about this when we look at these initial claims. Unlike in the federal data, the researchers in California were able to track people and claims at the worker level. It would be useful if the federal government could do the same and let us know each week when we see another 700,000 or 800,000 claims for unemployment benefits, just how many of these claims were from people who were rebounding in and out of the workforce. And that problem is one that needs to be analyzed and studied as well. Persistent unemployment or persistent labor market instability from a personal level has long-term damaging effects on people, their families, and their communities. We'll keep looking at the labor market data until we get some semblance of normality. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.